What about the Vics? They're in a little bit of trouble over there against Western Australia, thanks to Sean Marsh's double century. WA made 519 in their first innings. Victoria were bowled out for 341, and they're still trailing the Vics by 161 runs, and they've lost a wicket on the final day, which will start in about a couple of hours' time over there in the West. Cricket Australia's Bonnie Rayner joins us now. Good morning to you, Bonnie.
Morning, Gareth.
The Vics look like they're in a little bit of trouble. Can they survive the final day at the Wacker today?
Well, that's what they'll be looking to do, because I think Sean Marsh batting for 2 days has all but eliminated the possibility of a Victoria win. So another frustrating finish for your boys, where they could be forced to try hold on for a draw. They'll be looking to bat out all three sessions. They're already at the loss of Marcus Harris, but they'd hope that they can do it on a bit of a lifeless pitch, albeit a day four one.
Marcus Harris was such an important wicket for the WA boys there last night.
Yeah, a big wicket, and I think they'll fancy their chances of getting Nick Maddison early. He hasn't had the best start to the summer. He has got a century, but in terms of recently with that finger injury that was causing him a bit of trouble. So the ball's only 7 overs old, and they'll have their tails up when play gets underway in about an hour and a half. But Wilkowski, he could anchor the innings for you.
Yeah, it's a big chance for Will to really stand up in a pressure test, really, in the final day, trying to survive against a quality attack like WA's attack at the moment. But what do you think that fourth day pitch will play like there today?
I think there's a little bit more in it than what we've seen, obviously, yesterday and the day before. Sean Marsh was able to cash in on the best batting conditions on it. So it's starting to open up a little bit, but Victoria will fancy their chances of hoping to hold on for a draw. They'll need to, obviously, because WA still hold that 161-run lead. So Wilpakovsky took a long time to settle into his first innings, and his first 40 balls was very ugly, but he gutsed it through, and he'll be looking to do the same today, provided there's no variable bounce.
What about the poor old Victorian bowlers? They had a tough time against South Australia on a flat junction oval pitch, and then they've gone for a lot of runs once again. And Johnny Townsend from the Western Australian, he produced a wonderful tweet when halfway through, I think, Western Australia's innings, and a player like a Patterson had bowled 46 overs for 1 for 167, and that's going back, of course, for that game against South Australia. So a couple of Australia's best fast bowlers have done it tough for the Vics in recent times.
They have, and they've been offered little assistance from the surface. I've read a stat that Victoria have now given up nearly 1,200 runs in their past 4 days in the field. So they'll be wanting to chat to the curators and say, yep, why do you hate us? What's going wrong? But it really is a star-studded attack. James Pattinson, Chris Tremaine, Peter Siddle, Scott Boland. And you can't fault the effort. Each of those paces sent down over 34 overs last innings each. So it's a massive effort from them. It's just frustrating for them that they weren't able to claim the wicket of Sean Marsh earlier on.
Okay, what's your predictions from here?
Well, I think WA might be a smoky to claim these last 9 wickets, because they'll know that if they can get Nick Maddison early, if they can get Wilpakovsky before he settles in, like they failed to do in the first innings, but they had many chances with a few false shots and leading edges. Well, Peter Hanscom, he hasn't scored big this summer either, and then you're sort of into the middle order. So I think they'll fancy their chances, but can the Vics hold on? For your sake, I hope so, because obviously we've seen them have a few tough days in the field, and it's a very open shield ladder already with how many draws we've seen. So another draw, the Vics will fancy their chances of not sliding further down that ladder.
Would you pick Sean Marsh to play for Australia once again at Test level?
I would, and that's highly controversial, and probably most of your listeners have just...
You are biased. You are biased, Bonnie.
I'm incredibly biased over in WA, but I do think that the selectors, they should reward good performances. So certainly not just off the back of this performance, but if he backs it up, I think he should be in calculations and shouldn't be ignored because he's 36 years old. But having said that, one innings also doesn't mean you deserve a spot in a Test 11. So can he back it up in the third and fourth round? Well, then maybe he should come into calculation.
All right, then. Good luck to the Vics there over there against Western Australia. It'll be a fascinating final day there over at the Wacker. As always, Bonnie, we do appreciate your time.
Thanks, Gareth.